Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Mella Chance Podcast. Ich bin Mella Bauer, Gründerin der Modeagentur Mella Chance, Herausgeberin des Mella Chance Papers und nun auch Host dieses Podcasts. Wenn dich wie uns die Geschichten und Gesichter hinter den Kulissen der Modebranche interessieren, bist du hier genau richtig. In unserer ersten Staffel dreht sich alles um die Liebe zur Mode. In unseren Interviews hörst du die persönlichen Geschichten, spannenden Hintergründe, Karrierewege und aufregende Details hinter den Akteuren, die diese Branche prägen. Viel Spaß! Den krönenden Abschluss unserer ersten Podcast-Reihe macht Marianne von unserem neuen Mella Chance Brand Sengi. Marianne ist ein alter Hase, wenn man es so sagen darf, in der Branche und hat nicht nur wahnsinnig viel Gefühl für richtig tolle Stoffe, sondern sie hat auch einen richtig guten Riecher für kommerzielles Design. Und die Folge ist nicht nur auf Englisch, sondern sie ist auch ein bisschen ruckelig, was den Sound und so weiter angeht. Aber ich hoffe, ihr könnt euch trotzdem ein bisschen drauf einlassen und zuhören, weil es gibt wirklich interessante Dinge, die man erfährt und warum sie schon so lange in der Branche ist. Und ich freue mich, wenn ihr uns liked und dabei seid, wenn der nächste Mella Chance Podcast im Winter dann an den Start geht. Bis dann. Ciao. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören. Hi, Marianne. It's so nice to have you here on our first Mella Chance Paper Podcast. So this is the first brand we are really interviewing live on our podcast for the paper. So happy to have you here. Just a quick intro. Marianne is the founder and CEO and the great woman behind Sengi, our new brand for Mella Chance. And our first question is a little bit like about you, yourself, your journey in fashion, how you ended up in building Sengi. Would you tell us a little bit about your story?
Do you have half an hour? No. I can tell you a little bit. I had an education in fashion, doing a fashion academy in Arnhem. And started to work for different companies, for different brands, and finally ended up in building my own brand. First, another one, which I did for 14 years and sold in 2003. And then I thought, now I'm ready to go do something. I really, really like myself. I want to wear myself. And the first idea was to sell it only online, but gradually it evaluated into more than that. And it still is a brand which is really close to my heart and to my own style. And obviously, we have to change and adapt for more and a little bit a broader audience. But so far, I'm still very, very happy with the styles, the way we have the brand, we established the brand. And I must admit, I'm wearing everything all the time. I feel extremely comfortable in those clothes.
Oh, it's your own wardrobe, right?
It's definitely my own wardrobe, more than ever. Yes.
That's really nice. So let me just have like two questions on that. When did you found exactly Sengi and what does it mean? What does the name mean?
I founded it in 2006, starting actually as a web shop first time. And selling all other brands. And then in around 2011, I realized I really wanted a brand with a web shop more than a web shop with brands. So I wanted to develop something myself. And then the name came up. I wanted something which is zen and feeling very content and something for women. And then my husband found something, and I found a word like Engi, which is, I think if I remember well, Tibetan for beautiful woman. And then he found a kind of combination in making a little new name. I said, well, I found Zengi. How do you think? He said, well, it's a perfect name. It's like Zen and it's beautiful woman. So it's really, I felt very content with that.
Yeah, and it's very timeless, huh?
It's timeless, yeah, and international. Everybody can pronounce it. And the funny thing was that everybody thought in the beginning, yeah, I heard the name before. Okay, but that's good. That's something, yeah. It's an international, easy to pronounce name, I would say.
Really nice, really nice. And going a little bit more into depth, what inspires the creations of Sengi? And how does the brand ethos reflect your personal style? As you said, everything is like really something you would wear and you are wearing every day.
Yes. Well, I would say of inspiration is we are, me, myself also, but also the team I'm working with, we are also always extremely inspired by beautiful fabrics. Fabrics give me, and it sounds very realistic. I'm more kind of, I would say, hands-on designer, more realist. So very much, it's very much about the product. But obviously, being someone in fashion, we change all the time a little bit because everything changes all the time. But inspiration is coming also from heritage kind of clothes, like really trench coats, but also menswear. But always we give a kind of feminine twist to it by having softer materials, a little bit more molded to the body. But the inspiration is always that. And we want to wear it ourselves. It's for us, that's a very important thing. And the most important thing I would say is comfort. It has to be comfortable, because then a woman looks really beautiful if she feels really comfortable in clothes. So that's...
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I'm really like, you know, there are brands where there are some designers, male designers behind them, and they are very, they have great allure and they have a great design, and that's also super beautiful. But you usually see when a woman is doing a collection for a woman, because it often has like more, let's say, practical details that work out very well.
Yeah, practical details, definitely. And it has to fit on a female body, which I think is very three-dimensional. So it makes it complicated, but it has to have a perfect fit. Otherwise, it looks, in my mind, awful. And so that's always a basic kind of starting point. It has to fit and it has to be extremely comfortable. And then it has to be fashionable. And it has to be great in color and everything we like. And we like to change the colors every season, obviously. But we always have the same things every season, season, season to season. It's a continuous evaluation.
Okay, so it's like you provide first, like, so how is the process? So you provide first cutting and the fitting, first the fabric, and then you start draping?
Yeah, we look at the fabric, we have a kind of idea ourselves of which we think like, oh, that would be nice for the next season. We have got this feeling. It's always difficult to explain, because when you do this for such a long time, it evolves kind of easily without thinking. But it's always the material first. We have to find the right fabric, the right cloth. And it has to be good material. It has to be quality. So quality first. And then something will start. So we think about fabric, then the fabric has a kind of silhouette, it has a kind of drape, and then everything comes from it, and the colors as well.
Okay, and there's another little question. Where do you find your fabrics? Do you go like...
The fabrics, we mainly work with Italian fabrics. And so we go to Italy, and we work with a lot of Japanese fabrics as well. Unfortunately, we don't go to Japan because the Japanese supplier comes to our office in the meantime. And we worked with him already I worked with the other company already for such a long time with him. So it's very, yeah, we know him very well. And they develop things for us. We have one fabric which we use already from 2006. We still have it in the collection.
Very nice. So we know a little bit about you and your brand. And what do you think, like, in this industry, like, everybody knows that there are emerging so many new fashion brands. What sets Sanghi apart and gives it that timeless and enduring quality?
I would say quality and a good eye for detail and common sense, maybe. Not be overexcited with all kinds of new trends. Really stick to your own style. Be convinced that it's something you really want to develop. And yeah, feel strong in the way we have a look at clothes. It's So we are quite confident in doing those kind of things. So it's quality, fit, eye for detail, and then continuously being very sharp on those three things. And keep an eye open for everything which is around you to get yourself excited for the new things.
Yeah, that's a very good one. When we are speaking so much about comfort and also fittings, what product group would you say are you best in? So there's always like pants?
Pants and knits, both. Yeah, we're very good in that, I can tell you. Our pants are really the best. They have such a good fit. And they're meant for women, and they still look very casual and very comfortable, but they're very, very nice. And knits, I think we are extremely strong in knits as well.
So, yeah, these are really like, especially pants is like one category. If you're good at that, it keeps you like a loyal customer for it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
That's something to really build something on. Something a little bit apart from the collection. What drives your passion and love for this industry? Because you said you sold your company, but then you went back. So there must be something, yeah, passion and love behind. So
I love, yeah, how would I say that? I love fashion, but not as much fashion. I love the feeling of the fabrics, the new developments. I'm always curious about what the future brings. So there's always a curiosity about new things, next things. And it's not only clothes, it's everything around me. And fashion is a good kind of thing to satisfy your curiosity for the future, strange enough. And I like working with clothes. I like working with all the people in it. But it's the, how do you call it in French, it's artisanat. So the crafts, I like the craft of making clothes and not just sewing something together, but making good quality clothes. Everything should be, yeah, should come together in that fabric, the fit, the clothes, the making. I like to work with the factories, the technical side of it. So, and then I like to surprise myself always with something new, which I think like, okay, something strange, which we do not do, but we love it. Okay, we do that. So, yeah, surprising ourselves as well would be something.
And as you say, like every season is always new on one hand. So does it also come out one season that you're not that satisfied with the collection, or do you have like collections, or yeah, let's say with like,
yeah, comes, yeah, could be, but not a whole, mostly it's not a whole collection, it's then some styles of which you think like that's not what we expected in the end, it's maybe a little bit too far, or that can be, but that's more a few products or a kind of fabric which is a little bit disappointing, but a whole collection in the end we make it work. We merchandise it in such a way that it's really very, very, yeah, that it comes out the way we like it and that we're satisfied with it. But yeah, one way, sometimes summer seasons are nicer. Sometimes winter seasons, I like winter seasons because we have a lot of knits. And then summer season I like because the fabrics are a little bit lighter. So, well, there's always something, actually.
Yeah, that was my second question. If you have like a favorite season, if it would be more the winter or more the summer, but my guess would have been also a little bit more the winter because you're so knitty.
For me, it's the winter, yeah, because I love all those knits. But summer is, the nice thing about summer is everything is so light and it's easy and you don't have to think about complicated shoes and whatever. So that's also a little bit of a thing. There's always something to find. But winter for me.
Yeah. It's true. For me, it's always like, you know, when we are starting with the summer season, I'm always like, I love the summer seasons best because it's like, you know, you have that much more time to sell the collections and it's always in June and July and you meet the people in another mood. And then on the other hand, when we start with the winter seasons, I'm always like a big fan too for the winter seasons because I'm telling everybody, I love the winter seasons. Because you know, you only need to sell like one big coat and you have a lot of money in your pocket already.
So. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's one of the things. I love coats. So that's why I have too many coats. So that's why in winter there's always it's too much and too many knits also. Guilty pleasure, definitely.
And that's already my last question. Do you have let's say, a love affair or even a love relationship with one piece of your collection or another piece of fashion? Could be also another designer. And would be also great if you could tell us a little bit the story behind that one.
Oh, well, I have one favorite, which I have always had already my whole life. And that's a white shirt. And it sounds kind of, I had it because it came, actually, I was wearing the white shirts of my father. And he had always this really beautiful cotton shirt. And I went to, what's that in German, high school? Already wearing his shirts, he always lost them. He said, "Where's my shirt?" She took it again. So, and I still have this hang up of white shirts. I always have white shirts, and I think I have 10 of them in my wardrobe. I think far too much, all kinds of, I don't know. But that's one thing I always have. And that's a funny thing to say for someone who has pants and knits as a very high point of the collection, but the white shirt is always in it also.
Yeah, but it's a classic one, and that's why we, you know, there's always that perfect one white shirt that everybody should have in this wardrobe, isn't it like that?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody, but it should be a beautiful cotton, beautiful made, really fine stitching. Yeah, and for me it's cotton, it's never silk, it's cotton, it has to be cotton. So that's it. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Marianne. This is it. This was just some first questions for our podcasting. And it was very nice that you guided us through your journey for Sengi and also your personal favorite pieces of love for fashion. Thank you so much.
Nice doing this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Das war's für diese Episode. Wenn sie dir gefallen hat, freuen wir uns total, wenn du uns auf Apple Podcast oder Spotify abonnierst. Du kannst uns auch gerne bei Instagram oder TikTok unter @melachance folgen, um nichts zu verpassen und um noch mehr hinter die Kulissen des Melachance Universe zu schauen. Schön, dass du dabei warst und hoffentlich bis zum nächsten Mal. Ciao!